Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 27th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us. You show us daily the things that are taking place, and we know that you have told us in advance all of what we're seeing. What we need, Lord, is your strength. We need to have that confidence in us. And you are the only source of that confidence. And so we ask that you would fill us today, not just with understanding, but with the confidence of knowing that you are with us and that we can stand with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sure everyone on this line is aware of all of the controversy over the November 3rd election and the fact that there have been flying accusations of fraudulence in that election. One state in particular is the reason why the Republicans have lost control of the House and for that matter, the Senate. And that would be Georgia. For the first time, there are two Democrats who were elected from that part of the world after quite a number of years. Well, the attempt to redo the election, the attempt to recount it, the number of court cases that were put before the courts, somewhere in the region of 50 or 60, all failed in their accusation of fraudulence. And now what we see here happening is that there are certain states that are moving to change the way voting is done. And so I want to share an article with you today from NBC's news website. The article was published on March the 8th, 2021. The writer of the article is Jane C. Tim, T-I-M-M. That's J-A-N-E, Jane C. Tim, T-I-M-M. Published on March the 8th, 2021. And the title of the article is Georgia Republicans are pushing dozens of election integrity bills. Black voters are the target, rights groups says. The title again, Georgia Republicans are pushing dozens of election integrity bills. Black voters are the target, rights groups say. Now, of course, this is quite a phenomenal thing. And when you hear some of this article, you'll realize that it goes back quite a number of years, actually. We haven't come across something like this in many, many, many years. The question as to whether people are allowed to vote or if they can vote or should vote. Here's some of that article. After 15 years allowing voters to cast absentee ballots without excuses, Georgia Republicans say the practice has got to go. On Monday, the Republican-controlled state Senate passed a package of legislation that would, among other things, limit mail-in voting primarily to Georgians who are elderly, disabled, or out of town on election day. One of dozens of restrictive election-related measures under consideration in state legislatures. Supporters of the measures, who include allies of former President Donald Trump and those who stood up to his bogus allegations of fraud after Joe Biden upset decades of Republican dominance to win the state of Georgia, say the bills are common sense election security efforts. Democrats, voting rights and advocates, and civil rights groups say something else is going on. It's pathetically obvious to anyone paying attention that when Trump lost the election and Georgia flipped control of the U.S. Senate to Democrats shortly after, Republicans got the message that they were in a political death spiral. State Republican Renita Shannon, a Democrat from Decatur, said during a floor debate over the Republican proposals in Georgia last week. And now they're doing anything they can to silence the voices of black and brown voters specifically because they largely powered these wins. The Senate bill and other restrictive voting laws passed by one chamber of Georgia's General Assembly are expected to end up in conference committee, where lawmakers will seek to reconcile competing legislation into a final piece of legislation. Grassroots organizers say Georgia, which just elected two Democrats to the Senate, flipping the seats from red to blue, is ground zero for a movement happening across the country. State Republicans have introduced at least 253 restrictive voting bills in 43 states, according to the Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law. And because they control the majority of legislators across the country, at least some of the proposals are likely to pass. Now, let me read those numbers for you again. State Republicans have introduced at least 253 restrictive voting bills in 43 states, according to the Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law. And because they control the majority of legislators across the country, at least some of the proposals are likely to pass. In the fall, state Republicans will also control far more of the redistricting process than Democrats. And experts say lawmakers can easily gerrymander Republican House majorities. A lot has been written about the fact that the U.S. is going to be a majority people of color by 2040, they're estimating, or 2050. Well, they're not waiting until then. This is 2024 they're looking for. 2024 for us is important, says those in Georgia. And a voting rights advocate who leads the New Georgia Project, a group that aims to engage and register new voters, is planning ahead of the change in population. UFOT, that's spelt UFOT, argued that the proposals amount to blatant voter suppression in a state that had already erected major barriers to the ballot box. So we're talking about 3 years from now, 4 years from now, Georgia will be a plurality. White people will be the minority in Georgia, she said. And there are some people that are deathly afraid about that. And they're doing everything they can to break the machinery or break the machinery out of the democracy to hold on to power for as long as they can. Voting rights experts and civil rights group have argued that, taken together, the movement adds up to a national assault that would push voters of color out of the electorate, and that federal voting rights protections like H.R. 1, which passed the U.S. House last week, are badly needed to ensure equal access to the ballot box. Those policies, in large part, would protect voters from some of the efforts that we are seeing in states across the country, said Elisa Swernan-Becker, an attorney at the Brennan Center who tracks restrictive and expansive voting proposals in states. For example, H.R. 1 would implement Election Day registration, a policy that some states are trying to repeal. H.R. 1 would implement automatic voter registration again, a policy that's a target of states like Georgia and Arizona, so it would really protect voters. While the White House has indicated voting rights are a priority, issuing an executive order Sunday aimed at expanding voter registration, The sweeping reforms that the advocates want appear likely to be stalled in the closely divided state. Democrats control only a slim majority, with Vice President Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote. And many Democrat senators have reiterated their opposition to eliminating the 60-vote threshold to pass nearly every piece of legislation, a rule known as the filibuster. Meanwhile, an attorney general for the Arizona Republican Party offered a blunt reason for defending the state's voting restrictions before the Supreme Court last week. The measures, he said, help Republicans win elections. Now, he said that out loud, okay? Continuing. Voters check in with poll workers to cast their ballots at the Metropolitan Library in Atlanta on November the 3rd, but that might not occur again. And that's the description of a picture that we have here in the article. Continuing. Debate over election laws in Georgia has been marked by last-minute hearings, hurried rewrites, and furious floor debates. The House created a special committee on election integrity to corral bills. John Sushik, a lawyer with the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, who is tracking the proposals, said last minute 7 a.m. hearings had been scheduled the nights before. They've been not open, not transparent, and not inclusive. They have one goal, and one goal only. A pair of dwelling ominous packages, one in the House and one in the Senate, and a small army of standalone bills tackle everything from early voting hours to automatic voter registration and drop boxes. Some proposals would limit weekend early voting in some counties, which is popular among black voters who organize souls to the polls at their churches. So you notice what is happening here in Georgia, in Arizona, in some of these other states. They're moving in the direction of trying to clamp down. I mean, seriously, clamp down on the ability to vote. Continuing the article, it says, Republicans say it is about bringing back trust. Many GOP voters believe Trump's lies that the election was stolen, according to public opinion polls. The House omnibus bill is designed to begin to bring back confidence of our voters back into our election system, says State Representative Barry Fleming, a Republican from Harlem near Augusta. Georgia's Republican-controlled legislature, in particular the Senate, has cast doubt on the integrity of the election system over the last year. The Senate hosted hearings to investigate allegations of fraud in early December, inviting Trump's conspiracy peddling attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who is being sued for defamation of advancing baseless conspiracy theories, to make fantastical claims before a subcommittee. Governor George Brian Kemp, during a news conference at a COVID-19 mass vaccination site at the Delta Flight Museum in Hopville on February the 25th, made similar accusations. Once Georgia lawmakers nail down a package of bills they hope to become law, the buck passes to Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who faces a difficult political decision if some of the more extreme measures are sent to his desk for his signature or veto. Well, so you see where we are. And that's the first article that I'd like to read for you today. And I'm putting this in sequence because notice the date on that article. The date on that article is March the 8th, 2021. Now, today we are on March the 27th. And so let me move to my second article here. And it's also written by the same young lady, Jane. And Jane C. Tim, T-I-M-M. And this article was published on March the 25th, just a few days ago. Here's the title of this article. Georgia Governor Signs Sweeping Election Regulations into Law. There are even restrictions on snacks. So now the first article we read was written back on March the 8th, where they were planning to do this. They were putting all the laws together. And by the time we get down to March the 25th, the governor signs sweeping election regulations into law. There are even restrictions on snacks. And of course, you know, sometimes you see these people standing online for 5-8 hours and they want to stop people from bringing snacks to eat while they're standing online, or even water to drink. All right. Here's that article. Georgia Republicans passed restrictive changes to the state election process Thursday. After weeks of debate about how to tighten voting laws, the new laws added a host of restrictions, like requiring identification for mail voting and making it illegal to take food or water to voters in line. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill into law immediately, calling it common sense legislation, while aligning himself with former President Donald Trump in remarks promoting the bill. Within hours, Mark Elias, an election lawyer with prominent Democratic clients, announced a lawsuit that argues that new measures violate the 14th Amendment and Voting Rights Act. Trump baselessly claimed that the election was stolen from him in Georgia and pressured Republican election officials to investigate. He dismissed their claims that the election was secure and that the results were accurate. Republican legislators seized on Trump's false claims and pushed dozens of restrictive voting bills this year. Kemp said he and legislators set out to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. The bill I signed into law does just that, he said. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams, founder of the voting rights group Fair Fight, said in a statement that the law was blatantly unconstitutional and nothing less than a Jim Crow 2.0. Democrats opposing the bill passage and Kemp's news conference was interrupted for several minutes, with Kemp walking away way up on the podium midway through his remarks, asking, "What's the problem? What's the problem?" Outside the room, Democratic State Republican Park Democratic State Representative Park Cannon was arrested as she knocked on the door to the news conference and then was dragged through the Capitol in handcuffs. Now, all she did is knocked on the door. She didn't do anything else. All right? It will dramatically shorten runoff elections from 9 weeks to less than a month and cut the early voting period required for runoff elections from 3 weeks to 1 week. In January, runoff elections sent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff to Washington, securing the party's majority in the Senate. So if you see what is happening here, the governor has signed the laws, very restrictive laws. They've shortened the days. They have made it against the law to bring water to stand online, or even for somebody else to give you some water while you're standing online. It is really a very serious situation, and I cannot imagine how they are going to solve this problem at all, because it is already a big deal, a big issue. Quickly, let me just give you one last part of an article, and this was also written by Jane C. Tim. This was written before the first one that we read. This was written back on March the 2nd, 2021. And this shows you how serious these Republicans in Georgia are about what they're planning to do. The title of this article, "In Supreme Court, JOP attorney defends voting restrictions by saying they help Republicans win." Now that's what the attorney said in court. And this is NBC News. You can find the article there. This was published back on March the 2nd, 2021. The title again: "In Supreme Court, GOP attorney defends voting restrictions by saying they help Republicans win." An attorney for Arizona's Republican Party offered a blunt reason for his presence defending the state's voting restrictions, because the Supreme Court on Tuesday said the measure disadvantaged Democrats. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Arizona's voting restrictions in a pair of consolidated cases challenging a state law banning ballot collection and a policy that tosses ballots cast in the wrong precinct. Democrats have sued, saying the rules discriminate against minorities and violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The case could have big implications outside of Arizona if the justices create a test for how to evaluate such voting right cases under the voting rights legislation. Now, I think I shared with you before the Voting Rights Act, and I'm going to do that again in our next session, maybe, so that you can see exactly what that amendment says in the Voting Rights Act. But Arizona and Georgia and a number of states, 43 states, as a matter of fact, have passed somewhere in the region of 253 laws restricting voting. That is a serious matter. I guess what they discovered is that they cannot win by the vote. And so they're going to find a way to win by restricting the opposition. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you allow us to see exactly the direction in which our nation is heading. You have told us in your word very clearly that this lamb-like beast, or rather this beast that comes up out of the earth with two lamb-like horns, will ultimately begin to speak as a dragon. We can hear the sound of the dragon's voice. And we ask you, Lord, that you would prepare us for the time to come, that everything that you have told us after that, we will soon, very, very soon, see arriving around us. We ask that you would give us the strength and courage to stand with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your daily briefing, March the 27th, 2021.